the church gives us the key or the lens of faith as a direction for our celebration of St. Joseph today. In the second reading, Paul takes us back to Abraham, our great example of faith from the Old Testament, whose example is so great that Paul speaks of him as our father in faith. And Paul, of this faith, says that this gift of salvation, welcoming what the Lord is doing, depends on faith so that it may be a gift. So it's faith so that we might recognize that what the Lord is doing is sheerly, utterly, completely a gift. So faith is not the end goal, but faith is the means to welcoming this gift that comes from the Lord. And sometimes we can hear this and we can say, okay, I'm not saved by my works, I'm saved by faith. But then I think that we can often treat our faith like works. We still end up doing a lot of stuff. We pray in such a way that maybe still deeper in our heart there is this sense that we are earning it. And we say it's faith, and we say, well, I'm praying, but we really treat our prayer in the same way that we would treat works. And that misses the very point that Paul is giving to us today in that second reading. So sometimes, for that reason, the Lord will deliberately pull away our ability to do a whole lot at all, other than to make those deep acts of faith in our heart so that he can really drive this point home. And he seems to do that a lot with Joseph. So much of what the Lord has asked of Joseph kind of seems to come from our point of view on the fly. It's very messy. There's no laid out, well-scripted timeline that's given to Joseph. The Lord allows Joseph to be in situations that would feel very much, at least to me, very uncomfortable and very messy. In the gospel that we know so well today, Joseph has already made a decision. He's a righteous man, unwilling to expose Mary to shame. He decided to divorce her quietly, but then the Lord asks him, make another decision, undo that one. And there's all of these moments when Joseph is simply waiting on, Lord, what's the next thing? Go to Egypt, what's the next thing? And now is the time, get up, go back. And all of it plays out in a way where Joseph, at the human level, would understandably feel very helpless. But all of that, I think the Lord allows to play out so that he's able to simply be in that place of that trusting faith that cannot be confused with any kind of human works. So a consolation in all of this for us is just the reality, the life of faith is often, from our human point of view, very messy. And sometimes we think, if I really had faith, somehow it would all just be really easy and clear and mapped out, so maybe I'm doing something wrong. But the examples that we have in Scripture, from Abraham up to Joseph, are faith, from the human point of view, it's messy. It's not always clear. And at times we have to say, Lord, I thought this is what you were doing, but now you're asking me to do this. And in all of that, it's okay that it's messy, because what it does really drive home to our hearts is, Lord, in the end, this is all utterly your gift. Because if it were up to me, it would look so different. So as we honor Joseph today with the whole church universal on this great solemnity, let's ask him to pray for us for that gift of faith that the Lord gave to him. remembering and knowing that that gift of faith, it so often plays out in ways that are messy and are not neat and clean, that just requires a daily turning to the Lord, making sure that we're listening and trying to hear him well, and doing what he's asking of us just in that moment on that day. Let's ask the Lord to give to us through Saint Joseph that gift of faith to follow him in that really deep and beautiful of a way.